We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Wow! Hey, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3113. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, D-Ted Smith, woo! Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
Hi, the men's room. Bitches, we are 3 days away from Red Festival. On tap today, the exciting return of Who Sucks Less. A positive drinking story all about the claw machine. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, men's room shout of the day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
The clock.
Drinking it up.
All right, here we go. Memphis police officer charged with reckless driving, public intoxication, and DUI after driving car into a liquor store. Meanwhile, a North Carolina woman ties up her husband and cuts off his penis.
Oh.
My guess is he's very, very sore. Florida man crashes over 20 cars, saying Donald Trump owes him $1 trillion cash. Drunken Disney World superfan banned for life after a cop she tried to smash.
Gosh.
And two men threaten McDonald's employees with guns because of cold hamburgers. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, we've all heard how important it is to get a good night's sleep. And there's about a million different factors that can help or hinder your chances, including the quality of your mattress. Now, the average cost of a new queen-size mattress, just under $2,000. That is a lot of money. It's also why 82% of people, they say they're sleeping on a mattress that costs under $500. In other words, your mattress is crap, like mine. 16% of people sleep on a hand-me-down mattress. In fact, 20% of all household items are hand-me-downs or second-hand. Tools, pots and pans, glasses, furniture. Basically, a lot of what we own was someone else's first. I mean, hell, I have a used car. Most of my vinyl used to be owned by someone else. And also, I'm an organ donor. I don't know what I have that anyone could use, but in the event of my premature death, someone might benefit from my kidneys, lungs, heart, whatever. And if you've had an organ transplant, you know the benefits of that particular hand-me-down, if you will. And it doesn't stop at organs anymore. Doctors have performed penis transplants, face transplants, fecal transplants, and just told us by our very own Mike Hawk not that long ago, vaginal fluid transplants. Just read this today, not making it up. But look, seems you can get just about anything secondhand. And we do. So today, we want to know, how did you get that secondhand thing?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999. Ola, like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Hold the controls and away we go. Welcome to show number 3113. What a large and a charged program we have for you today.
You think so?
As we are only 3 days away from Men's Room Red Festival going down this Saturday, Enumclaw Expo Center. We will get into all the details coming up on
the
Men's Room
version.
Red Festival. We have known all this stuff for weeks, but we have just held back a little bit and say, you know what? It's time you find out what's going on at Men's Room Red Festival. We're going to give you all the details, including tickets, the bands, the food. We'll lay
it
all out coming up.
Get off our back. Stop pressuring us to give the details. We told you we'd give them to them just a few days out.
That's right.
As the kids say, we're going to give you the deets.
Yeah. Hey, look, man. You think you can just come to Men's Room Red Festival and get a hamburger? Okay, you can. You want a cheeseburger? We got you covered.
We got cheese this year.
You want a bacon cheeseburger? You want a bacon? You want bacon on that?
Yeah, I would like
a bacon cheeseburger.
You want
Miles?
Bacon on that? We can do that. You want some corn, Ted? You want a giant pretzel?
Ooh, actually, I do.
We can do that. We've got all the details.
But I want my corn roasted.
Men's Room Red Festival is going down
corn
Saturday.
Cornhole, roasted corn.
3 days away from outdoor drinking and other dumb stuff. So we'll give you the full rundown coming up on that. The exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Steve the Thrill of Who, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. All of them suck some way. And it's amazing you find these stories, by the way. I don't know how you do it combing the news like that. And finding bad news. Which seems a little bit
hard.
It's
tough.
It really
is. It's tough.
Last week, you brought us a
story.
Social
media certainly doesn't help.
Of the woman in Arkansas who drowned in a flood. She tried to call a 911 dispatcher. Unfortunately, it was the 911 dispatcher's last shift, and this person just absolutely did not care.
That's correct.
And the woman ended up not being able to make it out of the river that she drove her car into while saying, look, I can't swim. Then we have the story of the evangelical leader who claims that teaching kids basic science causes mass shootings. And the vegan in Australia who took her neighbor to the Supreme Court to try to get them to quit barbecuing due to the smell of cooked meat.
Like, come on.
Those were the stories that we brought you last week on Who Sucks Less. How are the stories looking that you're setting up so far for this week's edition of Who Sucks Less?
Same as it ever was, Miles. It's terrible people doing awful things. Okay. That's the best I can tell you.
Who Sucks Less is coming up. Positive drinking story is back. We have some positive White Claw news for you, Ted. There was some negative news there for a while concerning White Claw based on the fact that you just couldn't get it. Well, now White Claw is stepping back up, and there was a nationwide shortage. We've got some news on that, as well as some other beverages coming your way throughout the winter months with a positive drinking story. Speaking of, we will drink and toast with the shot of the day and another round of Profile This. And today on The Question, we're going to talk about what you got secondhand. How did you get that thing you got secondhand? And it's amazing. As much time as we spend in bed as a whole, as the percentage of our life is concerned, how very little most people care about the kind of mattress they're sleeping on and the bed they're sleeping in.
I don't think it's so much that you don't care. You know, everybody cares. Because we know, man, you want to be comfortable when you lay down. I don't care who you are. However it is you choose to sleep, you want to be comfortable. And you'll always hear the studies of a good mattress, and we get it. And mattresses are really freaking expensive for the ones that rate well. So what we do is you take your money. Because, look, a mattress is just not a sexy expense, man. So I just went queen size because that's just kind of the average, okay? So they're saying the ones that rate as being positive, starting at just under $2,000. I'm like, man, if I have $2,000, is the thing I want to invest that in a mattress?
Okay, look.
It's not.
Look at it this way.
I know I should, not.
You drive, let's say you got a 10-mile, 12, 15-mile commute. Maybe you're in your car for a half an hour every day going to work, right?
Sure.
And that's about it. So an hour of your day is spent in your car. But when you go to that car dealer, you want those heated seats.
Yes, you do.
I want, if I can, get the air-conditioned seats. That would be pretty cool, too. I want a rear-view camera. I want to be able to plug my Bluetooth in. I want all of these things.
But your car is also your buddy.
And if they say, sir, it's $42,000, you say, sign me up. I'm in. I'll take the $600, $500 car payment. That's 1 hour of your day. This is 8 hours every single day, one-third of your life.
But
it should
not be
too expensive to invest.
I don't interact with it.
And I'm guilty. I'm guilty of it.
Every time, if it's really good, I'm never aware it's there. I sleep through the whole thing. And with my car, here's the beauty of my car, right? You're right. I overpaid for this thing. It just is what it is. I really don't spend that much time in it. But when I want to get another one of these, I can give them this one, and they'll give me a sizable amount of money for this that I can then put toward my mattress.
Right.
I can't roll into Sleep Country USA and say, hey, man, I've been sleeping on a soil mattress with all these stains. I don't even know what these stains are. No, I've had it for 10 years. What can I get for this?
Well, and people see your car.
Yeah.
A car is an extension kind of who you are, whereas a mattress, you're right. You want it to be good and important, But also, it's one of those things like you just don't think about it as much. Nobody walks by and goes, oh, I can tell you have a crappy mattress.
Sure.
Like, what are you doing in my bedroom?
I'll tell you one thing. It's one of the nicest things about going out of town and sleeping somewhere else in my life.
That's why my
mattress sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, I was staying in like Fairview Suites or whatever the crap it
they
was.
They spend money on their mattress.
They're brand new mattress. I mean, you get in that bed and you're like, oh, Marriott. Yeah. This is great. Continental breakfast tomorrow. Hook it up. And then you can't get up because the bed's so comfortable.
It's so comfortable.
Then you blow by
and those
9
blackout
o'clock.
Curtains, the air conditions on. And,
you know, hotel sleep. Those are.
By the time you get
they're expensive too, man, compared to curtains. So we end up in a room that is full of light on a lumpy mattress because it's just cheaper that way. Mm-hmm. I can save money for my car.
I sleep like a baby in those hotel rooms.
Why does everyone say that?
And I get downstairs and there's only like one little fried egg left because I'm the last one at the Continental breakfast.
Just to everybody out there.
All the leftovers because the bed's so comfortable.
Please stop saying you sleep like a baby. I have kids. If you slept like a baby, you woke up every 30 minutes and you were very upset when you
when you look at
the
baby.
And then it took you an hour and a half to fall back asleep.
Peaceful baby.
I slept like a baby last night.
Peaceful baby.
So Fitz, you kept waking up?
Kept waking up.
Right.
Crying.
That's how babies sleep.
Crying.
Feeding. The whole deal.
I wanted someone to say, this mattress makes you sleep like a drunk. Right? You can poke him. You can prod him. You can write penis on his forehead. You can lift his limbs, drop him back. He doesn't wake up.
According to a new survey.
Like a guy that partied till sunrise.
Right.
According to a new survey, 16% of people say they're sleeping on a mattress they somehow got for free. And overall, 82% of people are sleeping on a mattress that cost under $500. Now, if you come to my neighborhood, right now in Seattle, there are no less than 5 different mattresses available for you on any said corner. And there's one in front of my place right now. It's king-size mattress, box spring included.
King-size?
It's been out there now for about 3 weeks.
Now you have people's interest. Right. But has it gotten rained on?
My neighbors, they don't believe in taking anything to the dump, which is literally 3 blocks away from my
house.
It's
a king-size mattress
that
doesn't fit.
They put it outside and let it get rained on. So, plenty of mattresses out there, but believe it or not, and you have a used mattress.
Yeah, you gave it to me.
Well, and I didn't sleep on it.
Gently used.
I don't care.
No, really, it probably had never even had sex on it.
I will say, it was a long time ago, and I was back east, and your wife called and said, do you want our mattress? And my first thought was like, what happened? Like, are you two okay? And she was like,
I came home one day early.
Right, and she was like, no, we just don't like it. I was like, oh, yes, I will take it.
And there he was.
By the way, my dog.
And did your dad buy it for you?
Oh, yeah. He's like, this is the greatest mattress ever. You know,
I've had it for 10 years. I attest to it.
Well, mattress is different for everybody. So people like different things. This is the kind where you fall into the foam and it just kind of.
I don't like that.
And you sink down into it.
I love
it. Contours to your
body.
The
only problem with it is changing positions.
Because you're so far in there.
Right. You're like sunk in.
Yeah. See, I don't like that. That bugs me when I can't. By the way, people are commenting.
And you got to put in all the effort.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
There's no bounce back.
No, but there's also no solid. You know, like.
You need a different bed in the room. Like, baby, look, I want to have sex with you, but we got to have sex on this bed.
Sexually, I got to explain this conversation to you, but not on the air.
Yeah.
Because
there's
a definite technique to being able to have sex on one of those
to
beds.
To be able to keep your rhythm, even though
you're. You know what it is more? It's more of just you need a good solid. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, sometimes you need just, you know, a little bit more firmness.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're just sinking into the mattress.
Because if you sink down in there, you know what I'm saying? Now I got to fall farther in, right?
That's what I mean. Because basically you're like.
My lower back out.
You're shoveling a hole, essentially, right?
And then you're having.
Right, it's like a jet.
Then you're jumping into the hole to try to have sex.
And then it's more effort.
Right.
You know,
I'd rather you be up high.
See, I don't want to think about all that with a mattress. That's why if you go to a mattress store, one of the things you want to do is have sex on that mattress there at the store to see if it's accommodating for you.
That was my problem. I didn't have sex on it before I accepted it.
Neither did Miles.
No, I didn't. So
by the way,
it away.
Someone says, if you have a bad back, a good mattress is the most important thing in your life.
Yes.
Someone else says, $2,000 mattress is the best investment you can make. Look, we don't disagree. I don't disagree. And I know your logic is strong. Years of science has proven what you're saying to be true. What I'm saying is if I got $2,000 I can spend, I have a real hard time putting it on the mattress.
Last time I bought a mattress, it was great because it is an expensive purchase.
Yes.
So go to the mattress store and start talking to this guy. He's the only guy in there. All right, for the most part. There's one other person who comes in from the back, and they seem like more.
How many people are in a mattress store at any given time?
Okay.
They show these commercials there's hundreds of people in a mattress store at any time.
So I go in, and we pick out the mattress. It's a nice mattress, and as you said, they do not come cheap. So this is pretty pricey. So we get to the front of the desk, and the guy, let's call him John, all right, because I can't remember his name.
Probably all right. John.
I said, that's a lot. Is there anything we can do here? And he goes, I tell you what. He said, today is your lucky day. And I was like, it's my lucky day. And he goes, Yeah, I didn't tell you this initially. My name's John. I'm the store manager.
Oh.
And I was like, get out of here.
Great news.
Yeah. And so,
well, now things have changed.
Not really yet. Because now this guy can give me a discount.
Nobody gets this kind of treatment.
Right, exactly. You're the only one here, so I just kind of figured, yeah.
You are the manager.
But truth be told, you know, that mattress comes in about a week and a half, right? You get that mattress at your house. It's sweet. Problem is the bed you ordered takes 8 to 12 weeks to get there.
Wow.
So basically that mattress goes right on the floor for a while. Our question, how did you get that secondhand thing? 844-999-OLA.
I'm just going to read a few more mattress comments, and then we'll get to the phones. I like this. Guy says, my sleep number is 75. Hers is 65. Our F number is 90. We sleep on...
Those ones that have the separate right. sides are genius.
Someone else says, we sleep on a 5-inch foam mattress on the floor. I have a sleep number mattress. A good night's sleep is priceless. My twin mattress costs $1,400. Someone else says you need a true hybrid mattress. I don't know what that is, but what the hell?
It's half human, half mattress.
Ah, half human, half horse, yes. Mm-hmm. Robin, could we go to line one, please? Hello, Drew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How's it going, guys?
Everyone doing well. Today? Well, thanks, sir.
So, it's nothing crazy, but I got a pair of hand-me-down pajamas from my brother.
Wait, how old were you?
Oh, I was young. I mean, probably about, I don't know, 5 or 6.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's a few years older than I am.
He had crabs, anyway, didn't he?
Yeah, but they were his favorite Spider-Man pajamas, and he wasn't happy that I was wearing them. So he called me into the bathroom one day, and then he told me to take them off, and then he peed on me.
Wait.
Yep.
That's your brother, huh? Where is he incarcerated now?
No. He's doing good now, but.
So wait a minute.
Yeah. He told me to take him off, and so he peed on me, so I had to take him off, I guess.
But he could not fit them anymore.
No, but he was but, also spiteful, and I was a little brother, and he didn't like me too much, so.
Okay.
That's real spiteful.
That is. Yeah, I mean, like.
Yeah.
You're growing, man.
The first time he peed on me. Later in life, he peed on me from a cherry tree.
That was standard fare. Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have you ever talked to his wife?
Childhood, I guess.
Have you talked to his wife currently?
Oh, no, he's not married.
Okay, I know why, because he pees on everyone.
Yeah, as I said, you think he was married?
Yeah.
Cherry Tree Pier.
Okay.
Spider-Man Pier. You thought maybe he's married.
Secondhand clothes were a thing that I just figured was normal growing up because anyone I knew who had brothers and sisters did, they always wore.
No. There's a difference, though. There's a massive difference. You are an oldest sibling, so you don't get the hand-me-downs like we get the hand-me-downs. I was the younger brother, so whatever my brother wore, I knew was coming my way. And when I was a real little kid, it didn't matter so much. Because your parents bought whatever was cheap, and it roughly looked the same. But as he got older, so I'm still getting just like the clothes that you buy little kids. But now my brother's at 8 or 9 years old. He has decisions about what he wants to wear. And your parents, you know, they'll give you a few little nuggets here and there. So now, like, here's 3 shirts he has. But then I realize.
They're 5 years old.
No,
so
not
even,
just
the
that.
Bands, everything is a 5-year-old reference.
No. He wasn't cool enough to buy T-shirts with, like, bands and stuff on it. He and I are very different in how we choose to present ourselves to the world. So he's getting collared shirts that are orange and brown with stripes on it. And all I could think is, oh, my God, one day. I'm going to have to wear this shirt because I know how this goes.
When
man.
You like, see it on you, him, you know it's going to be yours.
So I would, on occasion, perhaps destroy, cut up, get very dirty, or bleed on any of the clothes that he owned that I didn't like. And I know how it sounds, but it's like, I don't want to wear this stuff. And it's bad. And I ruined a couple of his shirts, and he could never really figure it out. And I'm always just in the corner whistling.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, dude, I'm not wearing this shirt, and it's unfair. You get to pick the clothes you want, and you pick terribly, right? You pick terribly. It's like you chose to paint every wall in your house pink, and then you give this house to me, and I can't repaint the walls. Like, that's not okay. I don't want your house, man.
I didn't have to sweat it because I couldn't fit in my brother's clothes.
See? Lucky again.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to wear your sister's.
How did you get that secondhand thing? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Bob. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Bob.
Hola.
Hola, Jordan.
Hola.
Bob, how did you get
you
that?
Doing?
We're doing good. How'd you get that secondhand thing?
All right. So I got a king-size Tempur-Pedic
nice.
Because my family bought it from a grandpa to pass away on. And then he did, and no one else wanted it, so I did it.
Wait. Your grandfather died on the mattress?
Dude, a king-size Tempur-Pedic is like $5,000.
Oh, it is. It's very nice.
I know.
And that's the kind of, like, when you say Tempur-Pedic, that means the legs go up. Yeah. That means the back goes up. You can form it any way you want.
Yeah, it's $5,000. So, look, I'm right there. Well,
does it vibrate?
No, I wish.
What was the, how did he die? What was the situation?
It was a good, he died in his sleep. They just wanted to get him a really nice company.
Yeah. So, basically, he was bedridden for the latter part of his life, and he wanted to go out in style.
Pretty much.
I'd have taken it too.
But you were the only taker. Like, you didn't have to argue with anybody about this whole thing.
Nope. They were all like, and I found the covers online for $90, so I bought a new cover. The only thing they wouldn't do is they wouldn't help me move it. And those things are shit. Like, they other king size look light.
It's a king size $5,000
mattress. Not only that, but that platform that moves the bottom up and moves the top part so you can get that Tempur-Pedic thing, those platforms are heavy as hell too.
But it was a pretty good hand-me-down.
How long have you had it?
6 years now.
6 years. So I imagine you had it longer than your grandfather
Do you sleep in it by yourself?
I don't know. And that was an interesting, when I met my girlfriend, she was like, how'd you afford this mattress? And I was like, let me tell you.
Grandpa died in it.
What was her response?
Well, the good news
is
she never met your grandfather.
Yeah. Her response to Grace was like, she was like, is there dead dude juice? And I was like, no.
Dead dude juice.
You know, the DDJ.
That sounds like something you buy, like, right by a malt liquor.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
dead dude juice.
You want to get messed up tonight? Buy a can of dead dude juice.
Yeah, brother, I'm here for a case of your DDJ.
I was going to say, that takes some negotiating. No, honey, don't worry about it. I know somebody died on it, but it'll be a great bet for us.
I mean, that sounds crazy, but, like, my mom, her dad died when she was, like, a teenager, and they never moved. He died in the room, and mom stayed in that room for years.
If you knew the mattress he had, you'd take it, too. By the way, we're talking about hand-me-downs, and it's always best to be oldest. This person says, I'm the oldest sibling, and I got hand-me-downs for my younger cousins because I was so small.
Oh,
that sucks.
How did you get that secondhand thing? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
U.S. doctors are hoping to start offering women vaginal fluid transplants.
Why would they want to offer that?
Have set up a program to screen potential donors. They believe that some women could benefit from a dose of healthy vaginal microbes to protect against an infection called bacterial vaginosis, or BV.
Bacterial vaginosis.
Johns Hopkins University team said they were inspired by the success of fecal or poop transplants. That's what they said. Although antibiotics can treat BV, it often comes back. So BV, by the way, not a sexually transmitted disease, despite being an infection. It's quite common, and women who have it may notice that they have an unusual, they know when they have it. The condition is not usually serious, but should be treated because having BV makes women more vulnerable to catching sexually transmitted infections and getting urinary tract infections.
Oh, no.
If UTIs. The woman is pregnant, it increases the risk of her having the baby early. So there you go. Some positive news there. As far as vaginal fluid transplants, which I know you've been waiting for.
It's BB code.
We're here to bring you that.
Oh, God.
Something else that someone had.
That is crazy, man. And they say they're looking for potential donors. So I'm just curious, like, if you look at someone's driver's license, you can find out if they're an organ donor, right? So you have a bad accident, like, hey, man, harvest their kidneys. So if you're a vaginal fluid donor, would it be the same thing? Like, dear God, man, get it to the gynecologist stat.
I don't know much about this technology.
Yeah. What are the qualifications? And is it a blow to your ego if they say, you don't qualify?
All right, well, let's just say this. Let's say you get a fecal kind of transplant, right?
Right.
And it saves your life, okay?
Right, especially what, the gut bacteria?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Okay.
And you're really bad off. And like anything else, look, if someone donates an organ or whatever the deal is, gives bone marrow, whatever, typically when you see these reunions, you know what I mean? There's There's this typical thing where the dad's got his
you have saved my
head
life.
Pressed up against, you know, a recipient's chest listening to his son's heartbeat or, you know, the fact that someone was
let me hear
enough
you fart.
To give a kidney and now you're hugging this guy and you're thanking him for his stool.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, how do you make that? Like, dude, I don't know what you ate for dinner.
But thank you.
I just want you to know that your healthy fiber diet and fruit and vegetable intake has made my life a better place. And I just want to give you a big old hug. And thank you for your Duke.
Can I buy you some Greek yogurt?
Right, exactly. Like, how can I make this up to you? Toilet paper? What do you need?
I really appreciate this.
You've changed my life. You really have.
And
can you take a picture of it the next time you're in the bathroom and just send me the picture so I know what saved my life? Because I'm picturing what it looks like, but I don't know because everyone has different ones. So.
This saved my life. My God, what's that a picture of? It saved my life.
Yeah.
It's very serious. It's next to the picture of my kids.
Right, exactly.
And this.
It looks like a question mark. That was a pretty good one.
It's the Riddler.
How did you get that secondhand thing? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Brooke. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola,
Brooke. How are you?
Awesome. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We can really tell that you're doing great.
Nice.
Things been going good?
I've actually had a hell of a week. I took some mushroom dust on Saturday and had a horrible trip for like an hour.
So I came down
and it was pretty cool.
Well, you know, live and learn.
You took some mushroom dust. What happened?
So that's a whole other story. I'll keep it short. But I got like a 0.03 grams from my dealer. And he said it's equivalent to an eighth. So it's such a small amount. I took the whole thing thinking I'll be fine. Then I had massive visuals. I was seeing like rainbow tentacles and like rainbow snakes in the grass and everything. It was horrible.
How long did it last?
And after about 4 hours or so.
Did you get to the point where you were praying to a higher god to get rid of it?
For the first hour, yeah. Then afterwards, when it was like mellowed out more, it was really awesome. Like the dandelions were breathing and swaying. And all the trees are breathing and swaying. It was so cool.
You realize
it was like
it's
the lightning storm too.
It's fall. Very few dandelions out there right now. I think you were seeing that.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All mine turned to the
I think you're right.
Okay. All right. So what did you get there secondhand?
you
Brooke?
Think the sober guy who's not tripping might be right about that? Huh? What do you know?
That is the most relaxed I've heard anybody tell a horrible story.
Like $2,000 toward a car, and my mom put the other $2,000 toward it. It was like a 2002 Dodge Neon, like a 5-speed manual. And so she wound up stealing some money from my mom and then also trying to skip out on school a lot. And so I had just graduated basic training in the military. And so I wound up getting the car for free from my mom. She assigned the title over to me since my sister was screwing up so bad.
See, that's the best thing about having a sibling that sucks.
That is
right?
cool.
But then the funny thing is, so after that, I wound up going to Iraq after I got out of basic anyway, so I didn't really use the car. I got that, got a Dodge Charger, and then resold it to her for $1,000.
Oh, cool.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're just tripping on mushroom dust. What a happy, happy life.
Man, oh, man.
How did you get that secondhand thing? 844-999-OLA.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.